Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
I'm Trev.
Now, we're sorry. We left you for a while without a podcast, but we had to get some stuff done. But we are now set up in our new studio, and we are ready to go.
Yeah.
All right. So today's work, we're going to be putting it in on Harry Potter.
And the Chamber of Secrets.
Let's get it going. All right. Let's get a joke in. Yeah. How about this? What do you call a girl who has frizzy hair, is super smart, but you don't know her?
I got it.
What is it?
Moaning Myrtle.
Nope.
Oh.
Hermione Stranger. All right, so let's get this impression going. How about this one? Well, some of us got on our team off of pure talent.
I know who that was.
Who is it?
Hermione Granger.
Correct.
Yay. Now it's time for us to choose the MVP.
All right. So who do you have as MVP?
Ron. Because he always, did a good job at being, like, himself. Because it's, like, everything. Like, fear of spiders. It's, like, he sees the spiders. He's, like, I don't have a good feeling about this. He's trying to help us. Because it's, like, he's trying to predict the future with this. Because he's, like, spiders are never good. Never good sign. Spiders are never a good sign. So while Harry sat there and talked to a spider who was going to kill him in the first place,
so
Ron had the idea to go all the way back to Hogwarts to the common room. I mean, his natural fear of everything actually helps with a lot of stuff. And if it wasn't for him, Malfoy would figure out that they weren't Harry.
Wait. He was the one that almost gave it away in the first place. When Malfoy was sitting there down talking on the Weasleys, he was getting mad, balling his fist up and everything. And then all Malfoy had to do was just call Hermione a name, and he was ready to run off and punch him in the face. So let's hold off a second before we give the MVP to Ron Weasley. I've got somebody better, something better, a legendary thing. The Phoenix. Fox, the Phoenix, came in at the end of the game, in the fourth quarter, when it was crunch time, bringing in and fighting. He was fighting the Basilisk one-on-one. Took out the eyes of the Basilisk so that Harry had a chance to win. And then, after everything, after all the stuff, he brought the tears back to heal Harry to where he wouldn't die because of a Basilisk bite. That is the MVP. Because if it was not for the Phoenix, we would not have Order of the Phoenix or any other Harry Potter movies.
I mean, that makes sense unless somehow you ended up traveling to place traveler where you can travel back to Hogwarts and say, cast some kind of living spell on me.
Well, you can't because you're dead. That's the point of being dead. What? You're dead. You can't tell somebody to cast a living spell. And far as I know, there is no such thing as a living spell. So those are our MVP things. All right, let's move on to the MVLs.
Okay, sure, whatever.
All right, so we're going to talk about the most valuable loser this time, the MVL. So who do you got as the MVL, Trevor?
Me would be whatever that Lockhart dude.
Gilderoy Lockhart?
Yes.
Okay, why is he the MVL?
Because he literally wrote every book about him, and he lied. He lied all about it. And then it was actually very sad at the ending because he actually seemed better at the ending than he did in the beginning. He didn't know nothing. Harry had a broken arm here. You know what? That was better than having no bones at all. I mean, how is... He can still, like, grab onto his broom and stuff with a broken arm. But, I mean, if he has no bones, how can he even move it? He's just gonna do this.
Yeah, that's true. It's just gonna be flopping around like a little spaghetti.
Fish out of water.
Something along those lines. Okay, so your NVL is that. I think I can appreciate that. I think the Gilderoy Lockhart is a great choice for NVL in this show. But I got somebody else. Lucius Malfoy. Okay, so we look at it. Lucius is trying to bring the Dark Lord back. He's trying to be smooth. Trying to be charismatic, trying to be tough and strong arm people. He's trying to pull strings. He's pushing people to get Hagrid put in the Azkaban. He's kicking Dobby around. He's doing all these things. And then at the very end, after Harry Potter tricks him and makes him give Dobby a sock, he tries to use the killing curse on Harry in the middle of Hogwarts. Come on, man. How big of a loser are you to try to use a killing curse in the middle of Hogwarts, pretty much right outside of Dumbledore's office?
Against the dude who survived it when he was a baby. Now that's just useless.
Yeah. And so you don't... Come on, Malfoy. Now, I will give him points that came... That went into a wand that had like wand in the handle. That was cool. I'm not gonna lie. That was cool and stylish. But so far as being effective, Lucius, lame, most valuable, loser.
What? Hold up. Why was you know who's green and his was when it was coming out of his wand, it was blue. It's bluish.
Well, I think he didn't get it completely to come out. So I think when it fully comes out, then it changes to colors. I think initially the windup is one color, and then once it comes out, it becomes another.
That's weird.
Yeah, maybe so. But let's move on to the favorite settings.
So, like Talik said, it's time for us to talk about our favorite settings. My favorite setting was Dumbledore's office.
And why is that?
It was because it had like a whole bunch of stuff there. And then it was like the ugliest looking bird came out to be a hero. And it was pretty much all because of Dumbledore's home, his office.
Okay, so that was pretty cool. I liked Dumbledore's office, too. It was really cool, and it had a lot of things in it or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I think that it was a good setting. One of my favorite settings, however, was the Chamber of Secrets itself. Mm. Now, it was weird. It had a big basilisk in it, and it had, you know, water, and it was everything, but it was a pretty cool layer. Even the lock that opened it up was like a little snake that slithered around and, like, hit the little mechanisms that opened things up. I thought it was a pretty cool setting.
I mean, I understand. It is weird. It had a dude with mustaches was snakes.
Right.
I mean, even Medusa ain't that creepy.
That's true. All right, so let's move on to favorite costume. All right, so let's talk about our favorite costume. Who was your favorite costume, or what was your favorite costume, rather?
Well, what was my favorite costume? It was the actual. It was like my favorite one. The Slytherin outfits, because the Gryffindor ones was cool. We can see those in a video game every time.
But you just kind of like got to see the Slytherin ones, thought those looked pretty cool?
Yeah. If the Nimbus 2000 one was a costume, then yeah, I'd choose that.
Okay. Well, I would say my favorite costume had to come from, even though he was one of your, he was your pick for the most valuable loser, Gilderoy Lockhart knew how to dress. The man had some fly outfits. And he had like the, especially like the red one with the golden embroidery in it. That was a super awesome costume. And I think that that's really kind of like, it made him seem more important than he actually was. And I think that that's part of his image and everything, but still, it was an awesome costume.
But the only reason that he was actually important was because he was magic and he went to Hogwarts and now he's alive.
Yeah, he's a scammer. He's a scammer. So, what's your favorite scene?
My favorite scene was the scene when at the end, when the guy was like, who am I? And then it said his name at the bottom.
Oh, talking about when he was like, when it's kind of like the little extra scene at the end where he was in the straitjacket and he was like, he didn't know who he was. Mm-hmm. My favorite scene was one where you kind of got to see how strong and good of a wizard Dumbledore was. Because it was when Harry and Ron had went out to Hagrid's cabin to kind of talk to him for a minute, and they used the Cloak of Invisibility. And when they used that invisibility cloak, you know, they were, everybody was there. Cornelius Fudge was there. Lucius Malfoy was there. Dumbledore, Hagrid, all of them were there. But you saw Dumbledore actually look at Harry and Ron while they were under the cloaks. So he was able to actually still see them. It's like, how strong and awesome of a wizard are you that you're able to still see two kids under the invisibility cloak? Nobody else noticed they were there. And that's why he even said, you know, help is always there for those who ask for it at Hogwarts. And I think that that was a great scene because it was like showing how strong of a wizard Dumbledore was, but also showing that he was there to try to help out everybody. And I think that was, they did a great job with that.
Wait a minute. So that means he can see through atoms and stuff?
I have no idea how strong Dumbledore is. Maybe we'll find out in the Crimes of Grindelwald.
Okay.
All right. So, time to debate this. Tell me, what do you think? Which one is scarier? Being in a forest full of spiders, giant spiders, or being in a chamber of secrets with the basilisk?
Ooh, that's actually very easy.
Which one is it?
It would be, the scarier one would be the basilisk, but if it was the less scarier one, it would be the spider.
No. No. Ain't no way. True enough, yes, the basilisk could kill you with a stare. You know, you can't open your eyes. It can bite you and it'll kill you by biting you and all that stuff. But you're in a forest of spiders. Think about just like a little bitty spider is already scary as it is. And you've got spiders as big as you are.
Bigger.
Think, man, no, that's terrifying. It's spiders, there's thousands and thousands of them all coming down to eat you. They go put you in their web and slowly wrap you up in the web. And then they go drink you like a Capri Sun. That's scary. I'll fight a basilisk with my bare hands before I have to deal with a forest full of spiders. I have to burn that forest down. I'll be incendio all over the place.
I mean, that would be less scary because it would actually scare you because you're like, oh my god, I have no time. And there is no such thing as that kind of bird there. The bird's not even close. And guess what? I have just a second more than a minute to live. Oh my god. When you can have like an hour to live. Because he's going to take them an hour to wrap you up.
I'd much rather be gone in that instant. If I see the basilisk, it look at me, stone dead. Okay, I'm gone. I'm good. I didn't see it coming. I didn't know it was coming. It's over with. But if I got to sit there for an hour waiting on them to spin me up, and then they go probably put me in the refrigerator like I'm a Pepsi, and then wait for me to come get me whenever they want to eat me, I'd be terrified. No, forget that. Opting out. It's over with. I can't do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. All right. Let's talk about some super upgrades.
Now it's time for some super upgrades. Well, my super upgrade would be I'd make the spiders a bit scarier by actually letting them, like their eyes, they were like, they'd be, instead of just saving Hagrid, they would save friends of Hagrid. That would make it scarier, because then if you're someone like Malfoy, you're going to be like, oh my God. And then Harry comes. You're like, good, calm down, little beast.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going to freak out.
My super upgrade will probably be that I would kind of like, I wonder what made the car have its own mind about stuff. You know, like, why would it kick the kids out and drive off into the forest and then stay in the forest and drive around and kind of save them? Like, what else was the car doing? I wanted to know that. That, for me, would be the super upgrade that I would have.
Trying to fight off spiders.
Yeah. So where was he at? How did he know that they were there? Was he just kind of hanging out, watching from the back, like bat car?
A stakeout.
All right, let's rate this.
Now it's time to rate it or hate it. I'm gonna rate it. Well, of course. So I give it a 4.5.
I agree. I think I'm going to give it a 4.5. I think it was a solid movie. And I think that the graphics going from the first movie to the second movie were a lot better. The only thing that I would say that I kind of call that I think there's an issue is the person, Daniel Radcliffe, that plays Harry Potter, his acting sometimes when he has to act like surprised or like weird or something like that. It's kind of like wooden. It's kind of hollow. It's not as expressive as some of the other characters are. I think that that's the only gripe that I have. But overall,
actually, Ron was like,
yeah, like Ron, like it was real expressive, you know. And so I think that that's my only gripe about it. That's what would give me a 5 stars out of 5 stars. But overall, we still rate it and we love it. We can't wait for the next movie.
The reason that I rated it 4.5 was because the music things, the beginning music was totally different. You're going to have to look that up, but I noticed why. Because the second one had horns like, doo, 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 doo. Like, it was
So it was like a little bit of a different composition of the song.
That was just what got it. The three was that it was like more like a mystery instead of magic. Like, all magic is going to be magic in every movie. It's just, no. But a mystery of magic.
Okay.
It's like a mystery of the history of Hogwarts.
Okay.
Fun fact. Well, my fun fact is that something that we noticed about Ron.
What's that?
That Ron was the only character who actually had the best reaction of like the potion, because like Hermione was like, Harry was like, but Ron flew out, was like, I'm done with this. He threw it.
Right. And then a fun fact about that is that they wanted to make the potions really disgusting looking and everything. So they kind of just put all kind of just mixed up vegetables and starch and all kinds of stuff. It was completely edible. It was completely safe, but it was disgusting. All right. Let's talk about some news. All right. So far as news, we're going to get back on track. We're going to be kind of seeing you guys a lot more frequently. I know for the last month or so, we kind of like had some slack in the episodes, but we're going to be picking those back up. We're going to kind of run through the Harry Potter series throughout October, And as, you know, movies and everything kind of come out and everything, we're going to kind of deal with those and kind of go through those. So we're going to have some fun and enjoy those things. Check out the t-shirt shop. We're putting things on the t-shirt shop. Whenever stuff comes into the t-shirt shop, it comes in at a discounted rate for the first 3 days, and then it goes up to the regular price. So if you wanted to kind of catch something on a sale, keep checking back. You never know. We might drop a new design or a new thing for the show.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that was our show for today. Now, we want you to tell us who won the debate. Shoot us an email. Shoot us a tweet. You can hit us up any way you want to. We're going to always be here. The information for the Twitter address that we have, as well as the episodes, email, are going to be in the show notes. So shoot us something and so we can respond and we can read your tweets on a future episode. And that's going to be it. So this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
I'm Trev.
Because when there's a hero,
we talk.
And we're out.